most people still have the image of Wycliffe assigning a team to one language community and learning the language, reducing it to writing, and then producing a body of literature, including the New Testament.
Bob Creason is the president of Wycliffe USA. He spoke to me from a courtyard outside the Wycliffe office in Entebbe, Uganda.
That model really is being phased out. We're moving toward a new model, which is actually what we're here in Uganda and Tanzania to look at, because we're working more in workshop settings and cluster projects now.
Some of the things that we've been trying out here is one approach we're using is clustering languages together. So where we're working here in Uganda and Tanzania, particularly here in Tanzania, most of the languages are in the same language family, Bantu languages.
Liz Thompson is the Comprehensive Project Manager for Scripture Access for All.
There are some similarities there, and so if we start a number of languages at the same time with a team of people, then rather than doing them sequentially, one after the other, we can actually start to do the linguistic work together and then the translation work. And using some techniques, we're looking at adaptation. So we use scripture that's already been produced in a related language, and then we adapt from that into a closely related language. And so all those new ways of approaching are helping us to work more effectively, I think, to start more language work quicker. But in addition, a big important part of our work is working in partnership with the churches and working in partnership with other Bible agencies who are also trying to bring scripture to people.
Tim Gilmore is the cluster team leader for the Mara Language Group. He and his family reside in Musoma, Tanzania.
Basically, what we've done is to get the churches in the area interested in putting forth their best people to do work with us. And when that was accomplished and we had the church partners established, then we went forward from there and started evaluating people and deciding, okay, we need two people from each language to be on a team.
And one of those team members is national translator Futa Kamba.
I'm from Buhemba, Musoma. I'm working with the Zanaki tribe. The name of that language is the Wazanaki.
Before becoming a translator with Wycliffe, Futa Kamba was a local pastor in the Zanaki tribe. He had desired for many years to translate the Bible into his mother tongue, but lacked the training and resources.
The people in my tribe, they always asking me to have the Bible which written in their language. But I say that for me, personally, I don't have any ability to translate the Bible because I don't have the resources, I don't have money which can assist me to have the Bible in our tribe. I will keep going on to ask them to pray for me. Maybe God can open the means to have that translation. I can get somebody who can assist me to have our own Bible.
Over the last year, 18 translators from the Mara Cluster Group have been working together on the 9 different languages being translated. Tim Gilmore.
We have established 9 language teams that we were going to try to work together with, and the idea is that we will do everything together in all of the steps. So instead of just bearing itself out in one language project, we're kind of combining all of the teams into one track. If it's the work to decide what the alphabet should be, that happens all at once in a huge session rather than separately. So it's basically just combining all of your efforts into one big event rather than just an individual language project event.
The cluster strategy allows us, for example, like in this room right now, you've got 2 languages working together with one advisor because those languages are very similar. So as they translate, some of the challenges that they're going to face in the translation, one language might face, once they solve that translation problem, they can share that with the other team.
Danny Foster is the training coordinator for the Uganda-Tanzania branch.
So whenever you solve a translation problem in one area in the room, it can actually spread throughout the whole room here, and all 9 languages can actually get the solution. So again, just leveraging that similarity on every level, whether it's at linguistics or whether it's up into the translation or even out in the community with literacy, we can leverage those similarities.
Besides this innovative cluster approach to translation, Wycliffe is also leveraging computer technology to accelerate the translation process through a program called Adapted, written by a Wycliffe missionary.
The computer, I think, has revolutionized the way we do translation. We're using software called Adapt-It, which allows us to put a source text into the computer. The translators see the first word come up, they type that word in their language. Next word comes up, they type it, next word. As soon as a word that comes up that's already come up before, the computer will insert that word in and the translator can just say, oh, okay, and accept it and go on. Within weeks, the computer is translating up to 60 or 70% of every sentence.
With Adaptit, you get a quick draft, a quick pre-draft, and then that gives you a start.
Samuel Mubala is a national translator and the project leader for the Lugweri language in Uganda. Today, he trains others in the use of Adaptit, but was skeptical of the program when he was first introduced to it.
At first, mention of Adaptit, you know, it sounded like it was an underrating of the kind of training that we had received. And it would look like you are just going to use somebody else's translation and rely on it, but when we started using it, then we saw that it doesn't mean that. It just helps you to get some bearing, and then you get down to the real exegesis, the real analysis of the texts.
Danny Foster explains one more use of the Adaptit program.
Now, imagine if we take this a next step further. Imagine one team in here leads out using the Swahili front translation. These guys can read each other's languages almost. If Jita or Kwaya has already done it from Swahili, there's no need for Jita to work from Swahili. We plug the new Kwaya translation right into Adaptit, and they can start working for that. So we actually can chain within, and that's something we're thinking about doing. And I think then you're really speeding up. But one team still has to lead out.
Bob Creason of Wycliffe USA is excited to see how clustering and computer technology are working together to accelerate the translation process.
The Adaptit program is really the one that has been very helpful to us, because as we take the hard work that one language team has done in a completed New Testament, and you take that text and you put it into the computer program, if languages are closely enough related, this computer program can begin to predict and give you a first draft of a New Testament in a related language in a very short period of time, and it just goes faster and faster and faster and faster. It almost like it learns from itself. But that's why the average time for a New Testament is dropping rapidly. You know, when I came to the organization, it was well over 15 years. During the last, before we started Vision 2025, it was down to about 12. But it's down under that now for the average New Testament to be completed. The acceleration of the pace of Bible translation has never happened like it's happening today. No other generation has seen the acceleration that we're seeing today of the pace of Bible translation. This is the greatest acceleration of the pace of Bible translation that the church has ever witnessed and participated in.
But as the translation work accelerates, how is the work verified for quality and accuracy? Tomorrow we'll listen in as a few of the translation groups in the Mara language cluster are checked by translation consultants as they verify the first two chapters of the Book of Luke. For Primetime America, I'm Paul Butler.